Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Imply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
And in that case, we need to address it, but I mean, one way or another, if you wish. The element of the universal banking, there is always this nostalgic, romantic argument, which has never been substantiated, by the way, and was never really strongly supported by clients either. We haven't heard anything from ultimate corporate clients arguing in favor of having this one-stop shopping. But again, there is a misunderstanding because none of the regulation which has been proposed implies that universal banks are banned. Banks can still operate under one single umbrella. They can still have one single operating system, one single client base, one single distribution effort. They just need to have separate funding and capital between the trading activity and the credit institution. And finally, the last argument, which is the fact that trading activities will be contracting. It seems to me that it's already contracting very materially. And this has nothing to do with the structural reform. It had to do with other factors coming into play, the capital requirements, the stable funding, even pressure from